This Rich Eisen Show podcast is sponsored by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and maybe even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is The Rich Eisen Show.
What would you do against Satchel Paige?
Me?
The Rich Eisen Show.
Yeah, you.
Gone.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Would you care to chime in on who you think is now currently the greatest living ball player on our planet, Bob?
You could make a case for the pre-steroid Barry Bonds.
Today's guests, senior writer for Sports Illustrated, Chris Mannix. Plus, what's more likely, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial. We'll take your phone calls in a matter of moments. Chris Mannix is making his way to our show studio. Hour number three, we're going to hang out with him. NBA trade already went down last night, or at least the
really
the
interesting move.
Conversation
yeah.
of one. And I believe it is like the NFL where you can do it now and then it becomes official at some point.
Right.
Alex first, Caruso going from Chicago to Oklahoma City, and Josh Giddey's going to Chicago. So there was that trade. and so all eyes are really on Paul George and seeing what he's going to do. And whatever he's going to do is kind of a domino effect of whatever everyone else might do. There's always that one player in free agency in the NBA. And LeBron's going to be out there as a free agent, we assume. We're keeping an eye on all that. J.J. Redick is the new head coach of the Lakers. We discussed that in hour number one as well. 844-204-RICH being the number to dial. Tonight is game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final. And, you know, I'm just assuming we don't have the information. I'm assuming people are, if you will, getting oiled up in Edmonton right now.
Well done.
The pregame bacchanal has begun.
Nobody went to work today in Edmonton, right? School's probably out, but nobody went to work today. Let's go.
Game 6, baby.
Canadian beer tastes like moonshine. Come on. Yeah.
And then game 7 would be Monday, correct? Monday night. It would be a Monday night. Monday night's game 7. and man, I just, it's.
I want to have some back
and
all, Rich.
It's a long flight too, isn't it?
It's so long. But there's no direct. You have to take 2 connections, I think.
Well, I'm assuming, Chris, they've chartered their
I don't know.
What do you think?
Well, tell you what
Matthew
not
Tkachuk
doing.
Is running from one gate to the other to make sure
enough,
his flight.
I mean, is there enough fuel to get from Edmonton?
I think there's enough fuel.
All right.
You can charter that flight. Okay. I think it's just
yeah, fine. I think it's safe to say.
I just went from Zurich to Los Angeles, 12-hour flight on Monday. I'm still fighting that one, man.
Are your arms still tired?
It's 45 hours if you drove.
Yeah, they're
from
not
Edmonton
driving.
To Miami.
They're not driving.
Yeah.
They're not going on a midnight run.
Edmonton to Miami is 45 hours.
No, but I mean, it's going to be.
Wow.
Again, the word that Sean McDonough used after the Game 5 victory by Edmonton was that the arena in Edmonton is going to be unglued, was the word that he used.
That's a safe assessment.
Oh, my gosh. Are there any Panthers fans that will be in Edmonton tonight? Are there Panthers fans that lurk in the city of Edmonton?
I'd say
are there transplants? Are there Floridian South Florida transplants?
I don't know. You could probably count them on one hand.
That are there?
Yeah.
Right. There's got to be more people like me out there who have a favorite team that's not in the city you reside in.
Although there were a ton of Edmonton people in the stands in Miami that you saw.
I did see that.
You know, so, man, I can't wait to see that one tonight. And that'll be a good one. We'll see if the Yankees hold the Braves to less than 17 this evening as the Orioles just put the spanking on the Yankees in their series decider yesterday. Luis Gil, the pitcher for the month of May.
Yeah, came back down.
He played like Mr. May. Yeah, that one happened last night. The Yankees now taking on the Braves this week, and Chris Sale comes into New York City tonight.
Sale day, nice.
Yep, and then it'll be Max Fried on Sunday night. That's an interesting matchup for the weekend coming up in baseball. Did the Mets have last night off?
Yeah, we're at the Cubs for the next three. Yeah, they're going to start up a new winning streak.
Okay.
You know, Mary McCheese in the building.
Mary McCheese will be in the house.
You know what I mean? Let's do this.
Yeah.
Ooh, Imaga for the Cubs tonight.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Like I said, we'll be at, like, you know, 24 out of 25.
Maybe the Hamburglar's getting a drink across the street in Wrigleyville.
He's warming up.
Okay.
You know.
Getting all tanked up.
Got to keep the Hamburglar loose.
Let's go to the phone lines, shall we? Let's go to, I hope I'm pronouncing this right. Chef Shamebuyer in Texas is calling in. Chef, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I'm doing fine. What sort of chef are you?
Yes, chef.
Yes, chef.
Yes, chef.
Well, you name it, I do it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Did I get your name right?
It's Chef Shane Beer. It's a play on a name that was given to me as a youngster. And so I just basically borrowed that nickname and, you know, kind of made it my brand, so to speak, and my chef, you know,
all right,
culinary skills and stuff.
Very
like
good.
That. So there you go. Nice.
What do you want to cook up here, chef? What do you got?
Before I get to why I called, I just wanted to say, you know what? I really appreciate the show.
Thank you.
I appreciate you guys keeping it real with everything. It's really one of my favorite shows. I don't miss your show at all.
Thank you, chef.
Thanks, chef.
Not to mention, I'm not sure if you can tell in my voice, but I'm a New Yorker as well.
I could sense that.
I grew up in Westchester, so, you know. I love the East Coast swag that you guys bring.
Yeah,
Chef, you know I'm East Coast, right? Thank you.
Oh gosh,
appreciate you,
Chef. You didn't strike me as from College Station when you first opened your mouth. Let's put it that way. Okay.
Yeah, TJ, you my guy because you got that. You got my favorite poster on your wall there.
Which
That's
one?
My guy,
Dr. J.
Julius, man.
Oh, Chef. Yeah, man. Me and you is like this, son. I like you. Chef.
That's my guy. I tell you, I probably watched The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh, like 20 times.
It's a classic, chef.
I mean, of all these the death, by the way. So what's on your mind, chef?
Anyway, I could go on. But anyway, I just wanted to call and just talk a little bit about this Caitlin Clark stuff that's been on everybody's mind for the last, I don't know how long.
Yep.
And you know, it's really, you know, sports is supposed to be the great equalizer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's supposed to bring everybody together and stuff like that. But unfortunately, all this stuff that's going on is like a microcosm of what we're all witnessing and experiencing right now. And it's sad. It breaks your heart. But having said that, you know, I must say, Caitlin Clark, obviously very skilled, talented, yada, yada, yada. She's bringing such a professionalism and class to this dynamic that you wouldn't expect from a 22-year-old rookie. So I really got to put that in there, but it's sad that, you know, though she's bringing eyes to the league, there are some very talented, there have been some very talented women that have entered the WNBA and even before the WNBA started, like Cheryl Miller, that people don't even realize that were just like out of this world talent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad because, you know, you look at someone like Angel Reese, who's become like the proverbial bad person, devil, if you will, and she's such a sweet young lady, but she's competitive, you know, and she's getting props from the players, but the media and some of the other people are just like calling her the bad guy and stuff like that, and I think collectively her and Caitlin and some of these other young ladies who are coming to the league are really bringing some eyes to the league that's been missing for a long time. Not to mention you got Juju who's coming up later.
Yeah,
so, I think it just, you know, gives the league another dimension of eyes that is really overdue.
There's no doubt about it, Chef, and that we're talking about it more than we ever have in our 10-year history of this program, and a lot of that is the reason why is because of how terrific the women's game has been at the collegiate level, and we're very familiar with folks other than Caitlin Clark that's coming in, and obviously we know some that have been in the WNBA as well. And I appreciate the call, Chef. Call back. Call back, and I appreciate the hosannas for the program as well. By the way, Caitlin Clark tonight, that is on ION at 7:30 p.m. The Fever, with three straight wins, taking on the Atlanta Dream. And the Atlanta Dream have sold out the building in State Farm Arena. So that building is sold out. Hey, listen, Caitlin Clark doesn't appear to be somebody who needs sympathy. I think she's got a thick skin, and that's what happens. Again, as I said yesterday, the hot shoulders she's receiving is not a surprise. The cold shoulders is the kind of surprise that I'm seeing, because it's not done by anything that she's said. She hasn't said anything, and her actions have been nothing but above board. But I do, the fact that Angel Reese and her don't get along, apparently, I mean, I kind of dig that. That's what I've been loving about the women's tournament, is they don't like each other, and they are absolutely going at it. It's physical basketball, and it is a brand of basketball that the men aren't playing. I've enjoyed watching the women's, it's been a heck of a lot more competitive on the women's side. UConn beating people by double digits is maybe making it a little bit less interesting on the men's side of things. And it's interesting how it's flipped, right? The men's side used to be the competitive, or at least over a two-year span, competitive. And the women's were just like, there's only like one or two teams that can actually do it.
Right.
So, and it helps, obviously, the WNBA. Okay, let us go to Dylan in Vancouver. What's up, Dylan? What's going on?
How's it going, Rich?
What's going on? What's on your mind, Dylan?
I'm here because I think it is balderdash, not poppycock, balderdash. The treatment of the Indianapolis Colts by the Rich Eisen fan.
Oh,
what?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Every time there is a win-loss game, it doesn't matter if it's the Bengals, the Raiders, or the Patriots.
It's a win.
Somebody will. It's week 9 against the Colts. Loss. Immediate loss. Or win.
Right.
Win for their team.
Right.
Loss for the Colts.
You know the Colts aren't, Dylan? Dylan, they are not homecoming. They're not homecoming, Dylan. I agree with you. So you're sitting up there in Vancouver taking in the Rich Eisen show, hearing everybody basically consider the Colts a win on their win-loss game, and you're steaming.
I am.
Okay. So what do you want to do about it?
I'm ready for this win-loss game.
Yes! Hey. Let's go. Let's give Dylan some information along with some music. First up, home for the Houston Texans. What happens?
That is a huge win. A pass to Jonathan Taylor wins it to us.
Well, let's hope he's on the field when it matters. Sorry to go that way. At the Packers.
A humbling loss.
Humbling.
We're liking the adjectives. We don't usually get those in the win-loss game. All right. Home for the Bears.
Win.
At the Pits. Home for the Steelers. Home for the Steelers.
An ugly win.
Ooh.
Yeah. I was there.
13-10.
By the way, I called Steelers at Colts last year. That was a nasty game. 3-1 at the Jaguars.
Classic Jacksonville loss.
3-2 at the Titans.
Win.
Home for the Dolphins.
The way Rich Eisen fans feel about the Colts, I feel about the Titans.
Very good. Interesting. Way to put it. 4-2, home for the Dolphins.
Loss.
4-3 at the Texans.
And you know what? I forgot to mention, I have it marked down on my list here, that after the Steelers game, Anthony Richardson will be out with a shoulder injury.
Oh,
the last three games will be played by Joe Flacco. He will go 1-2.
Okay, so now it's interesting. Referring to his
Anthony
notes.
Anthony Richardson back for the Texans.
Yes.
And we're losing.
And you're...
Wow.
4-4 at the Vikings.
They're not going to go up 33-0, but they are going to win this game.
5-4, home for the Bills.
Lost.
5-5 at the Jets.
Sorry, Rich. Win.
6-5 home for the for the Lions.
This is going to be the last loss of the regular season.
Oh my gosh, what is happening?
6-6,
get ready, boys. Anthony Richards' season starts here.
Okay, 6-6 at the Patriots.
Win.
Off the bye at the Broncos.
Win.
Home for the Titans.
Win.
At the Giants.
I've put my sheet down here, Rich. Win and a win and in Jacksonville.
Okay.
Indianapolis.
Talk about momentum. Old Mo's wearing a blue horseshoe on the side of his helmet with a 5-game win streak going into the playoffs at 11-6.
Hey.
All right.
And they're not losing until they go to M&T Bank Stadium.
Oh.
Wow, he's calling his shots all over the place. All right, Dylan, thanks very much. Have a Molson's for us. There you go.
Thank you guys so much. Enjoy game 6 tonight.
Dylan in Vancouver. By the way, did I step in it? Is Molson's not a Vancouver beer or?
Molson's Toronto, but it's fine. I would say he's already had a few.
But wait, we quit with, Canada, so
Labatt's,
it's fine.
Labatt Blue.
It's fine.
Molson.
Have a Tim Horton.
Who the hell?
Who the hell is Tim Horton?
That's funny, man. He's like sitting there saying,
"Who the hell is Tim Horton?"
Everybody in a win-loss game. Here's Colts, and they're like, "Win." He showed everybody by having them start 6-6. Only to rip off 5-0. By the way, that is a very favorable finish based on current thoughts. As a matter of fact, the Jaguars are the only team in their last 5 games, Chris, that wasn't in your powerless rankings.
I think
Patriots, Broncos, Titans, and Giants is who they play before they take on Jacksonville.
That's fun. Field the Eights has Anthony Richardson, number 3 in fantasy quarterback this year.
So here's what we need to do, DJ, folks, is put a pin in it here, because if Dylan in Vancouver pegs the exact 3-week period that Richardson's missing with a shoulder injury, that would be really freaking me out. You know, and he's like, Flacco's going to go 1-2. He's written it down. I love it.
I feel like somebody predicted when Cousins was getting benched when Susie was here.
Let me tell you one thing that's not happening in Atlanta. Let me tell you one thing that's not happening in Atlanta.
I don't know about that.
They are not benching Kirk Cousins. He would have to have,
what if he's just terrible,
an interception streak of consecutive games of multiple interceptions. Let's become a turnover machine that is a 100%. Liability doesn't even cover what he would have to be considered for him to be benched. Does that mean that Falcons fans won't be howling for his benching at any point in time during the season? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying they are not doing that. Penix will only be turned to when it's needed. Needed. Because Cousins can't answer a bell. I'm not going to go that I'm as certain on that as I as certain for it by going in the direction if I'd eat an item of Del Tufo's clothing. Oof. I wouldn't do that.
Which you did earlier.
But
I'm very comfortable.
I said that in that Brandon Ayuk is not holding out all 17 regular season games.
You better really hope he don't.
He's not going to, because his contract wouldn't toll. He needs to at least play a certain amount of time.
Well, maybe he heard about this and wants to see you eat Del Tufo's.
No.
Disgusting.
I'm pushing back on the notion that Brandon Ayuk would hear what we're saying. Of course,
he probably
everybody
knows.
Hears. Everybody listens.
You're the OG of the NFL Network, as a guy on Venice Beach told me the other day.
I'm just saying, true story. Again, I'm sure. Was it Fletch?
It wasn't Fletch
on roller skates?
He did have an afro, though, so that was funny.
All right, let's take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Folks want to chat with us. That's great. We've got What's More Likely also still to come. And a new gem from the closer of the Tampa Bay Rays. Don't miss it. This Rich Eisen Show podcast is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rockman just out of the blue. Where were you when you sent this tweet, Chris?
Oh, I mean, was that on a Sunday? Was it a Sunday night?
Don't remember.
I was probably just at home.
And you just said, you
watching
know what?
The games.
If the Eagles make the playoffs, I'll take
might
a bite out of Mike
myself.
Del Tufo's yeah. hat. You yeah. said, I will take a bite out of Mike Del Tufo's hat.
Yeah.
Eagles have made the playoffs, and you have avoided the inevitable for a week. That ends now. I just sliced up a 1-inch by 1-inch cutout of Mike Del Tufo's Callaway hat. And I placed it like little Easter eggs into the
right.
half of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yep.
Take a bite. Ugh, here we go. Here you go. Rockman is taking a bite. Did you get a piece of the hat there?
Oh,
I
yeah.
think you did.
Oh, yeah.
You're the one who chose the peanut butter, too.
Trash can nearby?
Nope. Nope. We don't.
It's part of the hat sticking out. I didn't get it off.
Oh, that is that is an awful piece right there in that sandwich. No, you may not.
No,
oh,
no,
you
to,
as long
no,
as you
no.
eat it, as long as
yeah,
you eat it,
eat it. Yeah.
Keep going.
Ugh.
Keep going. I didn't go through.
Oh, man, this piece is like right on my tooth.
Why did you even do this, Chris? You didn't have to. You took the McLovin.
Because the Eagles stink.
You took
They're
the McLovin
terrible.
Bait. Oh, my God.
That was Sunday?
Radio audience, I can't even tell if that's a piece of glistening jelly or a piece of a glistening a jellied glistened
right
Del
there.
Tufo hat piece. Down it. Just, I feel like I'm talking to Taylor eating her broccoli. Just eat it and we'll get off your case. Oh, he just went one bite. He finished it. This is not going to be good because that is peanut butter and it is jelly and it is Del Tufo hat. And you just jammed literally 3-inch by 3-inch piece of sandwich.
It was a proud day for my future son.
Oh, my God. And then the world shut down 2 months later. I don't know if this is related. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Congratulations to you, Chris.
Thank you, sir. For what?
For how you kicked the show off today.
Well, you got the duck boat parade.
Oh, man.
Right?
Poor Zingas is throwing out hats
got
to everybody.
Got that going on.
Hauser.
You know?
Luke Kornet will have forever more rings than Joel Embiid.
Tom Brady's going to get a statue in front of Gillette.
Yeah, he
had that wonderful.
What's the pose? Just like doing this, probably?
Ceremony. No, I would, for his Hall of Fame ceremony, I would say if I had to guess, it would be full
like
screaming
oh, LFT.
Yeah,
one?
Yeah.
Oh,
like the okay. end of the crazy train
right.
punch that he would give to the
sure.
corner of Gillette running out with Brian Hoyer or Jimmy Garoppolo or
Jacoby
anybody,
Brissett.
Jacoby Brissett in
tow. It should honestly just be him and Bill talking to each other.
No, I think it's him. If I was choosing what's the Brady, it would be him just full let's go. Hmm. That's what I would do. So it's all working for you. Red Sox, hottest team in baseball right now.
Yep.
And they didn't have to have Grimace throw out a pitch.
No.
So, there you go.
Oh, and Ramondre Stevenson.
Ooh.
Got paid.
My guy.
He was your guy. You were the first to talk about him on this program.
You saw him returning kicks, right? In the
yeah, I saw
game?
Him playing special teams, and yeah. I just was like, yo, there's something about
Let's get him
kid,
the ball.
Man.
Let's get him the rock.
To and Ramondre's like, this, son.
And the question I have here
Is
the running back market
really
getting going up slowly but surely?
What do you get? 17 guaranteed.
Got
right, for
this information from Ben McWilliams. Thank you, Ben, of NFL Network Research. He got this off of SpotTrack. Mm-hmm. That you take a look at the top running backs in the National Football League contracts this year. And Saquon got paid, and McCaffrey's got that two-year APY of $19 million, and Josh Jacobs got his APY of $12 million, and there's Ramondre. 4 years, $36 million. His APY is $9 million. Joe Mixon got his APY of $8.5 million. Now, again, in comparison to, say, you know, Justin Jefferson getting $35 a year, okay, that you add Saquon's APY with McCaffrey's APY this year, and it doesn't even equal Justin Jefferson's APY.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
But this offseason, eight running backs. You had DeAndre Swift, Derrick Henry, and Tony Pollard. DeAndre Swift's APY is $8 million, Henry $8 million, and Pollard $7.3 million. Eight running backs signed multi-year contracts worth at least $7 million per year on average this offseason. There were only five such contracts signed by running backs the previous 3 years combined. So let me repeat that. From 2021 through 2023, only five running backs signed a contract with an annual per year average of $7 million plus, and we've seen eight this offseason alone.
Can I take your words and put them back at you?
Hold on a minute. The four of the largest contracts signed by an unrestricted free agent running back in NFL history were signed this offseason. Saquon, Josh Jacobs, Henry, and DeAndre Swift. The number one largest annual per year salary for an unrestricted free agent running back. All right? So we're not talking like an extension like McCaffrey,
right,
by his own team, where one running back switched teams and got paid the best ever. Saquon of $12.6 million APY is the second best. Okay? You want to guess who's number one on that list? Went from one team to another, an annual per year average, $13.1 million. I'll give you a hint. It was 2019. Went from one team to another, running back, highest annual per year pay handed to that free agent. Want to take a guess?
Is it Adrian Peterson?
Nope. You want to take a guess?
I'm drawing a blank.
His name is Le'Veon Bell when he went from the Steelers to the Jets. And everyone's like, well, Le'Veon went ahead and stuck to his guns and it worked out for him. And then the rest of everything else happened. Did you see he tweeted out some angry tweet in the direction of Adam Gase?
Yeah. I saw that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that's the setup to say we're seeing APYs being given out that are some of the highest that we've seen given out, and we've seen the number of contracts in just this offseason dwarf the same number of contracts over the three previous years combined for running backs.
And my retort is?
Yes.
Cap's gone up. Money's got to go somewhere. This is not an actual reflection on the league's value on the position.
You might be right. And I still don't understand it.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. Although you could sit here and say, boy, the Jets got burned for giving that money to Le'Veon Bell. And then,
kind of,
you know, what happened with Zeke and the Cowboys. That's another example, you know. The other guys who had the largest APY on unrestricted free agent contracts for running backs, fourth all time, $8.6 million was given to D'Angelo Williams by Carolina.
Oh, yeah. D'Lo, nice.
And then $8 million given to Henry and Swift this offseason were given to unrestricted free agents Melvin Gordon of Denver in 2020. And Philadelphia gave that much to DeMarco Murray in 2015. And that's the answer you hear is like, what do those guys do? I'm just saying we're seeing a devaluing of the position financially. But when rubber meets road during the games, these are the guys they turn to, not the wide receivers. Just don't. These are the guys they turn to. McCaffrey, the Niners turned to McCaffrey in the overtime of the Super Bowl. The Colts turned to Jonathan Taylor. I know that. Well, I mean they had to get some points on the board. Chris Jones kind of blew that play up on inside the five. Let's not forget. You know, it's not like the Chiefs just fell off the turnip truck with some jamoke.
Fell off the turnip truck.
So, you know, Jonathan Taylor. We were joking with our friend in Vancouver when he was doing the win-loss game for the Colts. It was just like, hey, you know, he's like, Jonathan Taylor, we're going to throw him a pass to beat the Texans in week one. I'm like, just make sure he's on the field. And one time he wasn't on the field in that de facto playoff game. That's where they went down the hill. Let's go to Corey in Balmer right here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Corey?
Hi, Rich. How you doing?
What's on your mind, sir?
2 weeks ago, the wonderful T.J. Johnson gave his predictions on his Cowboys. Let's do the Ravens!
Okay, sir. One thing first. You've already taken a loss. It's T.J. Jefferson, but it's okay, Corey. It's all good. It's all good. You want to start again? Hold on a second. Here we go. Let's give him a mulligan. Corey in Baltimore,
hey,
you're
Corey.
Here. Corey is here on the Rich Eisen.
Hey,
what's up, Corey?
Hey,
what's up, Jay? How y'all doing?
Be more in the building.
What's up? What's on your mind, Corey?
2 weeks ago, the wonderful T.J. Jefferson.
Yes.
On his Cowboys.
Yes.
Let's do the Ravens.
Let's do it. Okay. Here we go. Give us some music. Are we sure this isn't Stavi, baby?
It's very, very possible.
At the Chiefs on an opening night, the whole country settling and football's back. What happens, Corey?
We get the dub.
Yeah. Get the dub. Home for the Raiders.
The Raiders.
That's a dub.
At the Dallas Cowboys.
That's a tricky game, but they're going to pull it out with a W.
Dude, here's Corey.
Yes.
Who closed down Texas Stadium with a win? Who did that?
Come on. Well, you got the greatest kicker of all time in Justin Tucker. I mean, come on.
Dude, Willis McGahee helped close that building for the Ravens.
That's old stuff, though.
3-0, home for the Bills.
We're going to take the loss there.
Ooh, 3-1 at the Bengals.
That's a W.
4-1, home for the Commanders.
Oh, that's a W.
Oh, they rule the Mid-Atlantic for sure, right? 5-1 at the Bucks on a Monday night.
That's a loss right there.
Ooh, 6-2 at the Browns.
Now, here's the thing. The Browns, they play the Bengals the week 7, and then they got to play us the week 8. So that's a win.
Okay, interesting thought process there.
I like that.
6-2, home for the Broncos.
That's a dub.
7-2, home for the Bengals on a Thursday night short week.
I think that's an L for us.
That's right an L. Okay, I had you down for a win there. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7-3 at the Steelers.
Ooh, now that's a tough one, but I feel like they're going to get the W on the road.
8-3 at the Chargers on a Monday night, the Harbaugh.
Now, the Chargers, they got to play the Bengals the previous week. And we play the Steelers, and that's what, like a 7-day rest for us. But John's a supreme brother. The Ravens won't get that win.
All right. So now it's, what's the win? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-3, home for the Eagles.
That's a tough game right there, but.
What do you got?
I feel like we're going to squeak out a win.
10-3 off the bye at the Giants.
Oh, that's a W. That's a revenge for Lamar.
11-3 against the Steelers on a Saturday night.
That's a W.
12-3. Merry Christmas at Houston.
Now, the thing about that, us and the Texans, we both have a 3-day rest.
Uh-huh.
We play.
Yeah, no. You got the same thing.
And the Texans, they got to play the Chiefs. So that could go either way, but I feel like that's going to be a loss for us.
Oh, boy. Okay. And then home for the Browns.
That's a W.
1, 2, 3, 4 L's. That means you think they're a 13-4 season. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
You're
welcome. Corey in Baltimore. 13-4. And scene. Okay. That's a lot. But
it's a good Ravens squad.
I guess so. It is a good Ravens squad. Losing home to the Bills at Tampa, home to the Bengals on a Thursday night, and at the Texans. Those are some interesting choices of locations of losses. Okay, it's a Friday. It's time for What's More Likely right here on The Rich Eisen Show. You know what? Let's take a break, and we'll come back and do that and do all sorts of phone calls as well. How does that sound for you?
Love it.
Okay, that's next. This is The Rich Eisen Show, What's More Likely, Friday when we come back. Are you struggling to close deals? Business-to-business selling is tougher than ever, and that's why I want to tell you about LinkedIn Sales Navigator. LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a sales intelligence platform that helps professionals effectively prospect and engage high-value customers, drive higher revenue, and increase sales performance. Sales Navigator helps you target the right buyers, surface key signals such as job changes or which accounts you should prioritize, and shows you hidden allies so you can find those buyers that are most likely to convert. Fueled by LinkedIn's 1 billion member platform, Sales Navigator gives you the most up-to-date first-party data, enabling you to unlock conversations with the people that matter. Right now, you can try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/direct. That is linkedin.com/direct for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/direct and get started.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
All right, back here on The Rich Eisen Show, I've got residual checks. I've got four of them. Hit it. Hit it, please. Hit it. Hit it. Hit it.
Pay that man his money.
All right, envelope 1, 2, 3, or 4. Chris, you choose.
3.
Here we go. Opening up 3. Can I have the music, please? You got that music for me there? Here we go. Very good. When I hear this, I'm like wondering to myself, who's into it more, the guy playing the flute or the drums? Who's like really killing it? Like, yeah, I'm gonna
definitely the flute guy.
So I got some Price is Right games going on here. All right, here we go.
This is his time to stand
up. Winning
out.
Time.
Hey,
yes. Voiceover. If you know, you remember I did a voiceover for that. Winning time. The rise of Beat LA.
This HBO.
It's the episode Beat LA.
I just watched this yesterday.
Chris Brockman, the residual check is how much?
Again, Jaylen Brown, we're number 7. That's Banner 18.
$7.18. $7.18. Closest without going over. Jay Felly.
I'm going to go $6.30.
$6.30. TJ Jefferson.
I'm going to say they ain't cheap. I'm going to say you got $29.17.
Well, gentlemen, I hate to inform you, the actual retail check of my residual from winning time is $1.64. You are all way TF over.
Wow.
What? I'm trying to give you the benefit of the doubt there.
There you have it.
We got time for
scene. No, we don't, unfortunately.
We do.
No. It's okay. We'll do it again next hour. All right. We'll do it with Chris Mannix.
All right. Why not? Take my name.
So you think that but you need to listen to the drummer before you decide whether the flautist or the drummer's into that more?
Flautist.
Flautist. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Say the flutist.
Back here, everybody.
The flute player.
Isn't it a flautist? A flutist? I don't know.
Not what I would have thought. You eat a flauta.
Yeah, okay, very good.
We need to hire a piccolo player.
All right. Ready, set, griddle this grilling season, folks. Get the Weber Slate rust-resistant griddle with a carbon steel cooktop that is safe for metal tools. It's pre-season, ready to cook on right out of the box. It's the griddle that stays ready, not rusty. It heats evenly edge to edge. This griddle reaches up to 500 degrees. There's a Weber Works prep, cook, and store system that keeps cooking supplies handy. You can carry all the food, condiments, and utensils you need. Get fired up for your new Weber Slate rust-resistant griddle. Mike in North Carolina has something to say. He's got a piece of his mind he wants to give. What's up, Mike?
Hold on. Multiple mics.
No, sorry. Line 4, Mike. Line 4, Damn. Mike. What's up, Mike in North Carolina?
I just want to talk about Chris.
Yep.
Being so hard on Trevor Lawrence. And you guys may have covered this already, but I've missed the last couple of days.
It's okay. What do you got?
I don't understand why we'd be hard on Trevor Lawrence, but not on Dak Prescott.
Oh, well, you don't watch this show then, Mike, do you?
Well, I know that. I like Chris. Don't get me wrong. I watch the show all the time.
Thank you, sir.
I know you're hard on Dak, but this time he's been awful hard on Trevor, and Trevor's home. He didn't leave for 3 years.
All right. Well, hold on a second. I've got two questions for you. First of all, who are you telling to hold on first? Who is that? How do we, who's there with you, Mike, that you're like, hold on?
Nobody. My dog was barking.
Oh, hey. Okay.
Who's the dog?
What do you got? Who's the dog? Your dog's
name? Dog? He's sitting right here with me.
Is your dog named Trevor? Did you name your dog after Trevor Lawrence?
No, he's Fred.
Fantastic.
Fred. What kind of dog is Fred? What kind of dog is Fred?
I'm the same idiot that pit the Giants to do so good last year.
Okay. So why do you think Chris is being too tough on Trevor Lawrence, Mike?
Well, the first year, like you said, he didn't have a coach, regardless. And in the next 2 years, he's done all right, and he got hurt last year. If he hadn't got hurt, I do believe that they'd have made the playoffs.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And, Mike, I agree with you. It's not personal against Trevor Lawrence. I like him as a player. I think he's very, very talented.
You admire his hair.
I'd kill with his hair. $275 million, though? Come on.
What movie was the hush puppy named Fred? Was there a famous...
Fred is the name of the dog in Smokey the Bandit.
Smokey the Bandit.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's what I sounded like. Yeah. Sounded like Mike in North Carolina was trying to run from Buford T. Justice.
Basset Hound.
Junior?
It's a Basset Hound Fred, right? Is that the name?
That's right. That's right.
Fred the Basset. That's what, could you imagine if he's like, my Fred's a Basset Hound?
Remember, we remade that open when we went and we had a Basset Hound on set.
That's right.
Wasn't he deaf, too?
By the way, that was one of my favorite.
He was deaf, he couldn't hear, so you had to get his attention. But
yes, the Basset Hound was deaf.
Our Super Bowl show open, where I dressed as Burt Reynolds. Susie was just like, when she saw me as Burt Reynolds, she was like, huh?
She thought about number four?
Whoa. Looking at me differently.
She thought about number four at that moment, Rich?
Nope.
Whoa. No.
You know why? Because then she saw Del Tufo as Buford T. Justice. It ruined the moment.
Ruined it.
But that was great.
That was great.
That was for the Atlanta Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was fun.
The open was better than the actual Super Bowl we went to go cover.
Really bad game.
Except for the result for you.
Of course.
Okay, let's get to it. It's a Friday, and it's time for What's More Likely, presented by T. Rowe Price.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, let's get to it. Chris, what do you got?
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Friday.
What's up, G?
Everybody good?
Yes.
What's up, champ? You good? I'm great. Thank you. I'll always be a champ.
That hurts.
How about this? Let's get right to it. Quarterback in a new home to get back to the playoffs.
Russ? Or
Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins.
What up, Cousins?
I'm going to go Kirk Cousins. I'm still going to go Kirk Cousins.
The Steelers are out. So who's back? So who replaces them in the AFC?
I'll say, how about this? The Falcons last longer. How about that?
That's not really the question.
That's the question. I gave you the
gum or something.
That's not really the question.
I still got to see it from Russ. Just still got to see it.
Not the guy who's 36 off an Achilles.
That's correct.
Interesting.
That's correct. I think both guys are going to come off the Achilles looking like they didn't miss a beat.
Meaning Kirk and Rodgers.
That's correct.
But Russ actually played last year and had
a
good year.
You don't like my answer? Ask him if you want a better answer.
I think you're down on Russ, 26 and 8.
What do you think?
I don't like the Russ.
Would you disagree with what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. You're down on Russ.
He's 26
and 8 with a bad team, and everybody thought he played bad. Steelers offense, they're going to run the football. Russ don't got to throw for 4,000 yards this year, right?
Okay.
Leave the hands in the defense. The Steelers.
Okay. What else?
Leave the ball in the hands of the defense.
What else?
All right. Kyle Murray thinks the Cardinals could have a top five offense this year. I saw that quote. Wow. Who's more likely to have the better offense this season? Let's go Cardinals or the Bears.
I'll go the Bears. I'll go the Bears.
Really?
Yes, sir. Did I stutter? I'll go Bears.
I mean, he did not stutter.
I didn't stutter.
Did not stutter.
I mean, dude. Yeah. I know about Maserati Marv.
Yeah,
I get
that's
it.
The guy right there, Rich.
We just had James Conner on last week.
Oh, so, okay. I don't mean to, I'm not disrespecting James
Conner.
I
don't know what the Bears is joining the show.
If I'm James Conner,
I feel that way.
Okay. I wish James Conner was on the Bears because I think the Bears are going to have a better offensive season. All right. And if Maserati Marv is like a 10 out of 10, Roma Dunze is what? Like 9.8?
9.8, 9.95.
Okay, got it,
they're,
right?
9.99.
And then is DJ Moore or the equivalent or Keenan Allen or the equivalent walking through that door in Arizona?
It's a good point. They got three Bo Derricks out there, wide receiver. Okay. They got three tens.
DeAndre Swift is no slouch. Caleb Williams.
I mean, you don't have to talk me into the Bears.
Okay, I'm giving you my answer.
Kyler's quote. I wanted to throw it out there.
I just don't know why everything needs to be questioned.
But make no mistake. What else? We are Marvin Harrison fans here. Well, Brockman and I.
Guys, the tight end position.
I saw what he did in attempting to beat Michigan. I saw it.
Here you go.
What? I saw what he did. Their losses to Michigan
were not because of him.
Were not because of him.
That's factual. Rich.
Guys, the tight end position is back. Tight end U is going on this week.
Yes, it is.
I want to celebrate the Y position. Spider 2 Y Banana Man. Sophomore tight end to go for 1,000 yards this year.
But Laporta or?
Sam Laporta, Dalton Kincaid.
Ooh, wait.
Laporta was closer to it last year than so I'll go with him.
He was. Kincaid
might get a little bit more of Josh Allen's attention because of the wide receiver room being potentially less than because both Gabe Davis and Stephon Diggs are gone. That said, Keon Coleman's there. I'm trying to go back and forth here. I'm sounding out my answer like I'm on Millionaire. Can I phone a friend?
So many good tight ends.
I'll go Laporta.
I agree with that. Sam Laporta's Kincaid's nice too, but
Laporta was
that dude.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. Laporta looked the part.
Yeah.
Kincaid did as well, and he may be in that direction, but if you're asking me what's more likely, I'll go Sam Laporta.
I'll be happy to have either one of these guys as my starting fantasy tight end this year, Chris.
I mean, think about it. You could get 10 guys maybe at the tight end position to go for this. To go for 1,000 yards this year.
What's more likely?
Trey McBride, Kelsey, Evan Ingram, Kittle.
What's more likely?
Njoku.
What's more likely? Either one of those guys has more receiving yards than Brock Bowers or vice versa.
Ooh. Brock Bowers has to contend with. Michael Mayer's already there, shown some flashes, was a high draft pick.
Okay.
Obviously, Devontae Adams there. Who's the quarterback? I like the
Gardner
stability.
Minshew, who just had the greatest
the same stats photo as Trevor
session.
Lawrence.
He had the greatest photo session in the history of quarterback photo sessions.
It kind of did this thing.
So, okay, what else?
I like it. All right.
Yes.
You can switch to music.
Oh.
All right. Here we go. How about this one? Finishes their first year, which coach, new coach, finishes their first year in Los Angeles with a better winning percentage?
J.J. Redick or Jim Harbaugh?
Correct.
How dare you?
J.J. Redick or Jim Harbaugh?
Let me tell you something. Jim Harbaugh is going to be plus.
I'm not talking about plus.
Excuse me.
Winning percentage.
If I say
9-8 is still 55%.
Right. If I say he's plus 5, that's 10-7.
Is that what you're saying? Saying plus 5?
I'm going to say plus 5. All the right. Chargers are plus 5. They're 10-7.
That's 59%.
And then what were the Lakers this year?
That would mean the Lakers would have to go 48-34.
Oh, okay. See, thank you for the math. I'll go Jim Harbaugh. I'll go JH over JJ.
48 wins is a lot.
It's also alphabetically appropriate as well. JH finishing just in front of JJ.
Right.
Yep. One letter, couple percentage points.
Although the Lakers,
that's what I'm saying.
The Lakers were 47-35 this year.
I got it. And they bounced their coach.
So plus one.
Plus one versus plus 5. I like it, Chris. Ooh, well done. Ooh. We parsed that down to the decimal point there. I sounded it out. Thank you for doing the math. You're much better at math than Googling.
Much better at math. 660 math
no
back
question.
In the day.
Wow.
All right. The Smitch special here. Judge just keeps hitting
What
bombs.
Happened to the other 1,400 points?
Oh,
140 points.
I don't know. I might have just
okay.
Blanked.
What were you in verbal?
I feel like I got like a 1220 or something.
Okay. On the SATs.
Yeah.
Back,
do kids still take
that.
The SATs?
I don't know. I'll let you know in a couple years.
More home runs at the All-Star break. Otani or Judge? Judge just keeps hitting bombs.
He had 27 last night.
I think Otani's at 22.
I don't know. Are the Orioles going to keep throwing at him?
They're throwing it. You guys are throwing at guys too. I don't know. This is a one-sided.
All because Soto ran into their third baseman?
This is a one-sided. Oh, okay. You guys have a nice rivalry going.
That's great. Now, it's not much of a rivalry. They're kicking the Yankees' tails. Took 3 of 4 and 2 of 3. So what else? I will go with, I'll go Judge. I'll go Judge.
I just like the sound of the ball off Otani's bat.
Well,
like,
why don't you? Because he might be the greatest living ball player, as we discussed yesterday.
We need to talk about it.
What else?
You think we need one more?
Okay.
All right, we'll get one more.
What's happening?
Guys, this was our one more last week, but there's still no answer. Who's more likely to resurface first, Aaron Rodgers or Mike Del Tufo? It's been a whole week, and neither has shown their face.
Hold on a second.
To America or the world.
I need all information here. Because you know when I say when Rodgers is going to resurface, it's going to be at that Tahoe event on July 14th.
So that's 3 weeks from now.
Do you have
his schedule? Isn't that
cheating if
you ask me? No. I mean, I got the answers.
You do have the answers, but it doesn't mean he's going to show up.
That's true.
You know, because you said this week, Tuesday, he pegged Tuesday as the day to come and then didn't make it.
Right.
Yeah, you thought he was going to be here yesterday.
Is he slated to be here next week?
July 8th, you might see him.
8th?
That's a long time.
It's the 21st.
I told you last week, don't count on Del Tufo.
I'm still going to go with, we're going to see Del Tufo's shadow first. It's going to be a short summer. It's going to be a short summer.
On the longest day of the year.
Unfortunately, I keep seeing Del Tufo in my Instagram DMs. He keeps sending me these dumb cowboy fans. I mean, I'm going to block him today, basically.
Balake. Listen, I think Rodgers, that's when we're going to see him next, is at the top of that. Because there's no like famous horse race or anything like that.
No. Triple Crown's over.
Won't be going to the ESPYs. Yeah. The ESPYs are.
ESPYs are after the Tahoe.
Are there any rallies?
No, I think
anything?
They're before.
Before it's that week? Maybe it's that week.
Yeah. All right, there you have it.
Are there any rallies he might be attending?
I thought it out. I thought that was well thought out. That was much more likely. Presented by T. Rowe Price. When you invest directly with T. Rowe Price, you get an experienced partner who empowers you to invest your way so you can meet your financial goals. Visit TRoePrice.com to start your personal investment journey. And put a pin in that because I think that's the way we're going to end What's More Likely next Friday, too.
It might be 3 weeks in a row.
Dude.
I don't know.
And Grimace didn't even have to throw out the first What's More Likely to keep this streak alive. Fantastic. All right. So Mannix is in studio next hour. And we've got Jake Paul to talk about with him. What do you think? What can we bring up to him to make him roll his eyes about the
Jake Paul,
fisticuffs business?
Replaced Mike with an opponent, so he's got a real fight on the 20th.
Okay. Platinum Mike Perry.
Ryan Garcia just got banned for a year.
Apparently, yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean.
Do you have a basketball What's More Likely for him
as
well?
I have a basketball What's More Likely for Mannix.
Fantastic. Also. And then we have a full phone bank. I love it. I love it. This phone bank is like the summer solstice. It's the longest of the year. We love it.
We'll take those big teams on the win-loss.
Yeah, and the win-loss. We got a lot to talk about next hour. It'll be great. Our final hour taking you to the longest weekend of the year. Fun stuff. That's hour number two in the books here on this summer solstice Friday. Still here on the Roku channel. All right, you want to do another residual?
Yeah,
what do you got?
Want to do that? Envelope 1, 2, or 4, TJ Jefferson. 1, 2, or 4. You choose envelope.
In honor of the four horsemen, we'll go with number 4.
Okay, very good. Can I get the music? Again, listen to the drum.
The drum is very subtle.
I can't even hear the drum.
You know the drummer, wherever he is, that beatnik was really just loving doing this.
You think he was smoking? You know he was smoking a cigarette, right? He was just
man. The guy playing the flute probably looks like Bob Ross, right? I don't know why I'm thinking that. Listen to this music. All right. Wow. That's My Boy. And it's 7 different payments for the film.
Let me thank in advance
Adam Sandler and Jack G for putting me in this movie.
Jack
at the
G.
end, it was my voice only. Another triple, voice triple only situation at the end of That's My Boy. Rex Ryan was in the scene as well.
Yep.
It's for internet rental, SVOD, free TV, electronic sell-through, whatever the hell that is. DVD, video/DVD, all together. And the actual retail price, Chris, is?
$18.07.
All right. Jay Felly.
play this one smart. $1.
$1. TJ Jefferson.
$22.75.
And the winner is, the actual retail price is, Jay Felly, you have won. Hey.
What?
It is the combined amount of $11.77.
Wow. Hey.
Lunch on Rich.
That's my check. And you, sir, are my boy.
Oh, thank you.
Well done.
He's been waiting a long time to hear you say those words to him.
No idea. Man, and we, to play us out is Bob Ross with the flute. Chris Mannix, hour three.
Hey guys, welcome to the Candy Valentino Show. I'm Candy Valentino. I was a founder before I could legally order a drink. And for more than 2.5 decades, I've built, scaled, acquired, and exited multiple businesses in diverse industries. Now my goal is to help you by sharing the knowledge that I've learned, the mistakes that I've made, and the wisdom that I've developed over my journey. Bi-weekly episodes every Monday and Thursday.
The Candy Valentino Show, wherever you listen.